behalf of a cross-regional group of states. The list of co-sponsoring states would be updated on the HRC extranet. Advancements in digital technologies and platforms have transformed the modes to which information and news are exchanged. While offering several benefits, these technologies and platforms have increasingly become a conveyor belt of disinformation and hate. Regardless of its form, drivers, and actors, disinformation is steadily impeding advancement, protection, and enjoyment of human rights, especially of minorities, women, migrants, and refugees. It is fostering societal tensions, undermining public trust in institutions, and undermining respect for rule of law. With the advent of AI, disinformation is likely to cause even more social harm. We echo the concerns expressed by UN Secretary General over the grave global harm caused by the proliferation of hate and lies in the digital space. We also agree with the High Commissioner that human rights law is clear. Freedom of expression stops at hatred that incites discrimination, hostility, or violence, and that free speech is not a free pass. The growing torrent of disinformation must be countered effectively and immediately in line with international human rights principles, norms, and law. In doing so, we call for responsible exercise of the right to freedom of expression and the duties that are germane to this right. We also underscore the need for enhanced digital literacy. We endorse the call by UN Secretary General for urgent enactment of guardrails to contain the global threat of disinformation and hate. While recognizing the SG's proposal on a code of conduct for information integrity on digital platforms, we advocate development of a normative framework to effectively counter this growing threat. We echo the UN Secretary General's recommendation that technology enterprises must conduct due diligence in relation to the effects of their products, policies, and operations, in line with the responsibilities under the UN guiding principles on business and human rights, including by conducting human rights impact assessments, involving independent reviewers, and reviewing their business models. I thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor